You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The six-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info at logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser, takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. And we got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. In case you just turned on the radio and want to say, what is this all about? This is the radio show that's called Blind and Beyond. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the few people in the studio tonight. To my right, my co-host, my lovely wife, the smart one of the family.
Jumping in and out of the chair, getting things organized.
Lynn Golden.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last Sunday in August. Unbelievable. August 26, 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome aboard.
And tonight, the guest host, the young lady who came in all the way from Orlando, because we are live from Orlando, Florida. Her name is Sherry Brunn.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, Sherry.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you as our guest host.
Glad to be here.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass, which Sherry and I can't see behind the glass, but he's there. As far as we know, he's there. His name is Chris Shaw.
Hey, I've been with, if anybody asks, I've been with you the whole time.
That's right.
And that is Chris Shaw. And he is the producer, and he is the engineer. Without him, there's no show. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, let me just tell you this, folks. Before we go into any sad things, I want to go into one happy things first. We have a birthday from one of our listeners. His name is Greg.
Greg Lindbergh.
That's right. Greg Lindbergh.
And it's today, his birthday.
And it's his birthday. That's right. Mm-hmm. He lives on the west coast of Florida. And Greg, if you're listening, happy birthday. And as far as sad things, I guess you all know about John McCain. And you don't have to be Republican or Democrat to like this young man. He was 81 years old, young. He died of brain cancer. And as far as I'm concerned, he was a great patriot. He basically worked both sides of the aisle. He worked with both the Democrats and the Republicans, and he fought for what he thought was the good for the United States. He was a war hero, a prisoner of war, and a great senator from Arizona. We will miss you, John McCain, because we needed somebody up in Washington to fight for us, the people. And that's what he did most of the time. There aren't that many people like him in Washington left that fight for us, the people. What do you think about that, Sherry Brunn?
I agree. The thing I admired about him most was that he crossed party lines if he felt there was something he needed to get done.
Right. By the way, before we go any further, I really didn't tell you too much about Sherry Brunn. You know, Sherry Brunn is here in Orlando. You're the president of NFB in Orlando, aren't you?
Yes, National Federation of the Blind Central Florida.
Yep. And also, she's totally blind. Just for those most people who don't know, what else can I say about you, Sherry Brunn? You've been a listener since we've had...
And we miss Bailey, who was Sherry's guide dog.
She had a fabulous dog, mm-hmm. Bailey.
Yep.
And he was such a good doggy. Yep.
She was a good girl.
Yep. Good
and girl. I was the first one of the first people to meet Lynn and Michael when they started on the radio.
That was six years ago.
Yeah. So, Michael, before I forget, I have one shout out.
Go ahead.
You did Greg. I would like to give a shout out. Hopefully she's listening. And she will be calling into the show as a guest caller in the near future. Her name is Aniko. Aniko Samukush. And evidently, she is a friend, a Bruce Springsteen nut. She is a friend of our friend Debbie Stone Elster in South Florida. So we're looking forward to talking to Aniko in the future. And welcome, Aniko. Hope you enjoy the show.
By the way, last week's show, for those who
Wait, Mike, wait. Can do we have to talk about last week?
Cause that was a fiasco.
No, I was just going to say that was a fiasco.
No, because, Mike, you're going to make me reminisce, and I'm going to crawl back up underneath this counter.
And it wasn't your fault, Chris.
I know it wasn't, but you know how long I was here
so
last week?
Oh,
it was so flooded to the, it was, oh, my God. Oh, I'm going back underneath. I'll be back.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what happened to us last week. It wasn't even a hurricane because the rain was so bad and the winds were so bad.
The lightning hit
the radio station, knocked the power out, knocked the back generator out. And not only that, when we went outside and the station was totally black.
We had a river of life in the radio parking lot.
I didn't even want to go in the parking lot.
Lynn didn't
want
to leave because it was lightning and the water was up to my ankles outside. And we had to wait for the lightning to stop before we got in our car.
Right.
What did you want, Lynn?
Chris, can you give us a little cue? About 2.5 minutes before we go to break, we're going to play a CD of our guest caller who will be calling in at 7:15. And it's called Friday Night Lights. And she wrote it. And we're going to welcome Savannah Casey in a short bit. So we're looking forward to playing her song in about a minute or so. So you got about a minute, Michael.
About a minute? Okay.
How long is this song, Chris? 2:50?
Yeah, it's right around 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
Okay, then we better...
You better do it now.
Well, is there anything...
For those folks who want to know what we're playing, this is not trivia.
She wrote it.
This young lady's coming on at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time at the first break. Right after the first break.
And she's legally blind.
She'll tell you a little bit about it. She has a very famous father who's a famous football player.
But we're having her on for her. Because of her.
Yes. So this is a song that she sang and she wrote and produced. We're going to play it for before she comes on. So let's play
it. Well, I have Tom on the phone line who wants to say a quick hello. You want to Sherry? He wants to say a quick hello to Sherry.
Can he call back after I would like to play the song?
Okay, Tom, I'll ask.
We're on a schedule, Tom. We'll call back in a little bit after Savannah, okay? Okay. Thank you.
Play the song first.
All right, here we go.
The parties. Most people remember how many nights they can't recall. Most people remember who hooked up with who. Most people don't remember the kind of things I do. I remember first dates and heartbreaks. Daddy's bed, I came home late, trying to hide my mistakes. I remember blue jeans.
That's a very good song.
Yeah, she's 18 years old.
How'd you like that song, Sherry?
That was great.
She wrote it and sang it. We're going to break.
talking to Savannah on the other side of the break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Be right back. Don't go away.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
National Braille Press encourages Braille literacy for all ages. They have developed the B2G, an Android device with a 20-cell refreshable Braille display. This device is fully independent and works as both a portable, simple computer and note taker. And if you're in the market for the most affordable smart Braille display, check out the Braille Me from Innovision. It can connect by Bluetooth to iOS or Android devices, or a computer to download books and information onto an SD card. This new technology and low-cost device makes refreshable Braille available to everyone. A unique magnetic force raises and lowers the Braille cells, making it durable and long-lasting. Don't be overwhelmed by technology. Learn more at National Braille Press. Call 617-266-6160. That's 617-266-6160. Or visit us at www.nbp.org.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know as well as I do that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay. All for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back.
Oh,
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we have a guest calling in all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. That's right.
That's right. We're going to meet Savannah Casey.
That's right.
And we look forward to talking to her. Are you there, Savannah?
Savannah.
Yes. Hi. Yes, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We just listened to your song. We played it for everybody. One of your songs that you wrote was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
That song.
Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
You know the song?
Yes, it is.
You
sound familiar? Does it sound familiar?
Yes, it definitely does.
Good. So tell me a little bit, if you can, about yourself before we begin talking more about yourself and more about yourself.
Well, I am from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I have been legally blind since I was born. I started writing my music in ninth grade of high school. Right now, I'm actually not in Charlotte. I'm in college at Chapel Hill in North Carolina.
Congratulations.
Are you going to University of North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Good school.
Yes, sir. I love it so far. I've been here about a week.
Okay.
Freshman, the first week.
All right.
Yes. And I have three siblings. And as you mentioned earlier, my dad, some people may know. And then, my parents and my family, I guess, they're all really, really supportive of what I do, and especially in the condition that I live in.
Can you tell us a little bit about your vision impairment?
Yes. So when I was born, I was originally diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosis and rod cone dystrophy. And when I was they said that I was going to be blind by 18. So kindergarten through fifth grade, I learned Braille instead of going to library to read books with everyone else. And that ended when I was in fourth grade, and I went to the Cleveland Clinic, and they said that I had been misdiagnosed as a baby and that I would never go blind and that I have a rare condition called ocular albinism. So that's my current diagnosis, but I'll never go completely blind. My eyes are really stable right now, and now I just live legally blind. I can't drive, obviously. That's probably pretty dangerous, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Well, a lot of us folks, you can do a lot of things with your life besides drive a car like you're doing, and playing a beautiful song, and you
going
have
to
a beautiful voice. You're going to college.
Yes, it's all very exciting.
So tell us more.
I was going to say, meet Sherry Brun. She's our co-host. She's been on show with us. I'm guest host, pardon me, for years.
Hi, Savannah.
Yeah.
I have a quick question for you. You said you were misdiagnosed, so you learned Braille. Do you still use Braille?
That was when I was in kindergarten through fifth grade. So I have not used Braille since I was in fifth grade. But occasionally people will ask me, do you still know Braille or something like that? And I can read the signs on the elevators or the stairs that tell you that this is the staircase and that sort of thing. But I don't know if I could type Braille anymore or anything like that, but just because it's been so many years.
Right.
Do you have any suggestions, Sherry?
Well, I don't know. It depends on, you have to have the desire to want to get back into Braille. I have a very good friend who knows both Braille and print and has quite a bit of usable vision, and she uses both. And the reason she's glad she knows Braille is if she's doing public speaking or something like that, she doesn't have to be looking down at a sheet of paper. She can read it with her fingers and then speak and keep the audience's attention. So
That's amazing. Yeah,
there are some advantages to doing both. And I was just thinking,
I've never thought about that.
Right.
I took a public speaking class once, and we had to do a paper just on a personal, informative speech, and I actually did it about my eye condition, and it completely slipped my mind that I would not be able to read my paper when I was up there, and so I just did it in regular font. So when I was up there talking about my eye condition, I looked down, and I was like, I can't see my paper, and I just kind of froze, and I guess if I had known Braille still, that would be pretty useful, actually, especially in college with presentations now.
Oh, I think so, too. But, of course, that's an individual choice.
Well, how do you do your books
right.
in University of North Carolina? How do you do your reading of your books?
Maybe they're audio?
Some of them are online, so it's very easy to zoom in on them. And my eyes typically just get extremely tired after reading from print. So I have to pace myself and make sure it's early in the day when I do my reading and make sure that I can handle it. And one thing that I've had to learn is my limitations and how long I can sit there and read for, especially if it's on print or on a digital screen, either one. But really just pacing myself and learning what time of the day works best for me.
So what are you majoring in?
Business journalism, which includes a lot of reading and writing, I've learned.
So, and then can you tell us about your interest in music, how that all started?
My interest in music, well, being legally blind, sports were never really an option for me. If I could play sports, I probably would have done soccer because it's always interested me. But instead, I had to dive into something that I could actually use without having to use my eyes, because I was in piano lessons, my sister and I were, and it got to a point where I had to read a bunch of sheet music and it just was not working out for me. And then my parents got me a guitar, seventh grade, and I picked that up, and with guitar, it's just chords. It's based off of that mainly. And so I was able to teach myself through YouTube videos that I could pause and zoom in on, being able to learn something where it didn't strain my eyes as much. And I really just fell in love with it.
When you have time, which I'm sure you don't have too much of, check out our Facebook page or our website, Savannah. And one of our co-hosts, he is a singer, songwriter, guitar player, David Hillebrandt. And he's terrific. And then,
he's totally blind.
Yeah, he's totally blind. And then we have a friend out in the west coast of Florida, Greg Lindbergh. We gave him a birthday shout out today, and he taught himself how to play the guitar, and he sings and plays. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a great hobby to have.
Yes, it definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can you tell us? I'm listening. What? I would like
about
to know
what?
More about you.
Oh, goodness. What specifically?
Just pretending we're dating. And I want to know more about you.
Well, I'm not sure where to begin. I'm adopted. Both my brothers and I are, so I've grown up adopted, the middle child, also disabled, so there was a lot of, I was definitely the trouble child in the family that fought with pretty much everyone, but that was really until I got into music that kind of stopped because I had an outlet. I don't know.
Well, you don't sound disabled at all to me.
Yeah.
You sound like you're...
Not so much anymore.
No, that's just an inconvenience. That's what it sounds like with you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So do you have any advice for anybody that may listen? We have people listening all over the world, all over the country, Savannah, and possibly, I don't know, there might be somebody out there that has a similar condition to yours. Do you have any advice for them? Because sometimes
I would
they call in and they're listening to you and thinking, oh, wow, maybe that's what I have.
Right. I would say the biggest thing is don't let limitations be limitations for you. Be something that you want to push and explore and overcome, because I think the best thing that my parents ever did for me was they never assumed what I could and couldn't do. Mm-hmm. So they never put me in the lower classes because they didn't want to strain me. They wanted to see what I could do. And if I needed to tap out and take a break, I could. But I was able to go into AP classes. I was able to do all these things and pick up the guitar. And I was able to get around and I found outlets for myself rather than being in a hole when everyone was getting their driver's license, which I definitely was for a little bit. I was able to say, okay, well, what else can I do? And I started Ubering everywhere and talking to people and sharing why I was Ubering and helping encourage them, because everyone has a story. And I think that it's really cool just to be able to take what you've been given and to figure out a way to make it something special, whether that's writing songs instead of playing sports, or talking to Uber drivers and just seeing what their life is like and talking to them about your condition.
You're very wise for your years, that's for sure. And what you're talking about, we always call it, right, Michael, Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that's what you've done, Plan B. And
it sounds like a very, very young lady. Listening to your story,
yeah.
It sounds like you're a very, very lucky young lady.
Yes, I would say I definitely am.
Well, we wish
God bless your parents, too, as well.
And we wish you a great semester. And
thank you so much.
We hope you spread the word about the show, and just best of luck to you.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll talk
thank
to you again
you
in
so
the future.
Much.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear
of
more
course,
songs
from
the future.
You're welcome. We're going to play another one of your songs later, okay?
All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Bye, Savannah.
Well.
Bye, Savannah. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
What?
Sherry wanted to talk. Chris had to leave the studio for a second.
So okay.
Sherry, did you want to talk about...
Yes. I want to talk about voting and blind people voting. And I encourage all of you to get out there and vote, because if you don't, you shouldn't complain about the results. I early voted, and I voted at the Orange County Supervisor of Elections office, and they are very familiar with people coming in to use the machine with the special keypad. But other people haven't been as lucky. I think a friend of ours is going to call in a minute and talk a little about his voting experience, I hope.
We'd like to hear.
But every place in Orange, every place in Florida, every county, every precinct
is supposed to
have...
But they don't.
If they don't, they're breaking the law, and you need to let your supervisor of elections know that. But every place is supposed to have one. If you go in to vote, tell them specifically... You want to use the audio voting, and they also call it express voting.
Well, I have to interrupt you on this.
Okay.
Let me just say something about the voting. You know, we, the blind people of the United States, do you know, we could change the election on anything. Do you know that? Because it's been told to me there's about 12... Some people say 14 million people that are visually impaired and blind in this country. Think about that. Think about in Florida, where we're right now, there's 1.5 million. That's what the state tells us. 1.5 million people that are visually impaired and blind in the state of Florida. 1.5 million. That's a lot of people could change elections. Think about that if you voted. But I know a lot of my friends don't vote. They say, well, it's the big deal. But then they're the first ones to... say if this or that. They're the first ones whining about who's in charge, right? Right, Sherry?
Yes, but I want to say the organizations for the blind have done a lot. The National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind have done a lot to ensure that you have the right to vote accessibly without the help of another person. And if someone tries to deny you that right, you need to get in touch and let your supervisor of elections know what happened.
I got two callers on the phone line. Our good friend Dave Hillebrandt from Fern Park and Tom called back in.
How will we? We have
Tom's
2 minutes.
From Orlando.
And we have 2 minutes before break.
So we'll take one and then go to break and take the other, right?
Okay.
Who do you want to take
Tom,
first?
He called before.
Yeah, Tom. We'll take Tom.
So you want to go Tom first?
Because he called before.
All right. So we'll take Dave to hold on one moment, Dave.
Yeah. Well, Dave will have to wait for the commercial.
Let him call back after the break.
All right. So we got Tom on the phone line. Tom, how you doing?
2 minutes, hey, Tom. Hi.
How's everybody?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I just want to say something about John McCain. He was a great politician, great statesman.
He was.
But he also encouraged everybody to get out there and vote if he didn't like what was going on. And that's why I want to talk. I told Sherry about my story about voting and letting the people know whether you're blind or visually impaired, you can still go vote on your own, which I found out the hard way. But you can do it. Right, Sherry?
What
yes,
do you mean
sir.
You found out the hard way, though?
What do you mean you found out the hard way?
What does that mean?
I went there. I got a friend of mine took me to go vote, do early voting, and when I walked in, they didn't know what to do with me. They even asked him if I was going to vote. They didn't talk to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom, did you tell them you were totally blind?
Industries of the Blind.
And I just told him, Tommy told him that, you know, he may be blind, but he can still talk. You can talk
good
to him.
Good for Tommy.
And they didn't offer the audio voting booth or anything that would help me. So It was my first time in this condition, but I just want to let you know, and I talked to Sherry about, you know, let's encourage everybody to get out there and vote, because there are ways to do it.
It's absolutely an experience. And I'm sorry that you had such a challenge doing it.
But I'm glad you finally voted.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, it was a good learning process.
Well, thanks. We're going to break, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Thanks for calling in.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logan Tech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logan Tech, improving your quality of life.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the radio. That's right. If you listen to the radio, listen to me. I'm going nuts. Oy, oy, oy. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Hope you call in. Right now, we have a caller on the line. His name is Dave, calling in from Orlando. Oh, David, there?
A little birdie must have told him.
True.
Mentioned his name.
Hey, David, what's happening?
David.
Hey, good evening, guys and gals. How's everybody doing?
All right, what's happening on your side?
Well, I was hoping to have talked to Miss Savannah because I had a question for her to see what, about recording software, what she might use. But,
well, I can hook you up. I can give you her email. I'm sure she'll write back to you. She's a doll. Okay.
All right, cool. Maybe you can send it to me.
I will.
But aside from that, I don't have a whole lot happening. I'm going to be taking a trip here very shortly, so it's going to be a busy month for sure.
That's right. David won't really be co-hosting this coming month of September. So
he's going to Canada.
Right. No, he's going to England.
I'm a clacker.
England.
I thought he was going to Canada.
Yeah. I just finished going up to Toronto last week.
Oh, you came
concert.
Back from Canada.
Back.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to see an old rock band from the 70s and 80s at ELO. The
ELO.
Orchestra.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, Jeff Lynn and ELO. Yeah. So we went up there for that. And Toronto is a really cool city.
It is a cool city.
Lots of culture, lots of great restaurants, and
great rugby, might I add, because I went.
What's that?
And great rugby.
Rugby.
Oh, rugby. Okay. Well, we didn't make it for the rugby this time, but the good thing is we found flights very inexpensive. So. We're going to be going back again for sure. I mean, it's an awesome place for just a little getaway. We got tickets for, I think, around $2.25.
Wow.
Piece, and it's hard to go anywhere for that, you know?
Round trip?
So grabbed a bed and breakfast, and we were set.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, so I will miss co-hosting there, but I'm sure you guys got it all under control, so I'm not even...
Well, thanks for calling.
I don't have
Dave.
Too much... I don't have much doubt about that. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful trip.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
Right now, we're going to go to...
Wait. I got another call on the phone line that just chimed in.
Good.
Our good friend from Winter Park, Florida. Of course, you know who this young lad is. We call him Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hello, guys. Hello, Sherry. Nice to see you back at the seat again, Gary.
Thank you.
But I got one comment that I think Sherry can... elaborate on with me about the voting booths. Mm-hmm. And here's a law that needs to be changed. Is Lord Tom went in there to vote, but they could not, by law, ask him, does he want to go to the blind voting booth? You have to ask them by law.
I told you, Sherry. Right.
Right, but that's why I was clear on that. And I said, tell them I want to express vote or audio vote.
Exactly. But you have to, the law needs to be changed where they can ask you if you like the voting booth, but they can't ask you. So you have to look, they have to look stupid.
Okay. Yeah, well, guess what? That's what when I went to vote, they said to me, I said, how come you didn't help me? And the woman says, don't you see the sign? It says you have to ask to be helped. I said,
stupid.
Ma'am, if I could see the sign, I'm blind. If I could see the sign, I wouldn't need your help.
Well, that is funny.
You, all right.
Thanks for calling,
Gary.
Gary.
We said we have another caller.
Yes, we are blowing up tonight. I don't know what you said to everybody, but we blowing up. We're going taking a trip all the way up to Greensboro, North Carolina, by way of Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, meet our good friend, Kevin.
Oh, hey. Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
Kevin Snyder.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Michael, Sherry.
How you doing, Kevin? What's happening? What's happening, Kevin?
Oh, not much. I'm here in Greensboro. Started working 2 weeks ago.
There you go. There
Yay.
You go.
Congratulations.
Right. Congratulations.
So tell us.
Yep. Yep. The only problem is I picked a lousy apartment.
Uh-oh.
I can't get out of it.
Some of those apartments are tough.
Yeah.
Can you
What's that?
Some of those apartments are tough to get in and out of.
Yep. Mobility instructor said, it's a nightmare. It'd be a nightmare to try and get out to the main road.
Yeah, my. Why? So, So tell us, where are you working now?
Oh, Industries of the Blind.
There you
go. That's good.
Congratulations. So tell everybody about the process. How did it work?
Well, you call them up. You fill out an application. They like you when they talk to you. They bring you down for an interview, send you back home the next day, and then they let you know a few days later.
And they pay for your moving expenses, right? Up to a certain amount of money.
Yeah, yep. They'll pay up to,
I think it's $2,500.
Yeah, $2,500 usually includes first month in deposit.
Oh, wow.
Any deposits for
terrific
utilities.
Terrific.
In hotel reimbursements and all that stuff.
So you're in training now?
Well, yeah, you might say that. Mm-hmm. They have you assemble pens for your first few weeks to get you used to working again.
Well, that's great.
Well,
that's
thank you
wonderful
very much for calling in, Kevin.
Keep us posted.
Keep
all
us
right
posted.
Yep. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, right, stay well.
Nice talking
bye
to you.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay.
Right now, we're going to trivia.
Well,
trivia
Chris
time.
Is on the phone.
Trivia time. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Now, this group, going to need some help, I think. But this song was a big, big song. And you hear it all the time in many, many commercials. It was the number one song back in the 50s. And on the movies and all the shows have had it, this song. If you ever watch American Bandstand, this group was very big during those days. Tell me who's singing this song. I'll give you some hints along the way. So here it is. Play the song. Tell me who's singing the song. Wait. Wrong one.
Song.
I knew who that was. That was not what you said was going to play first. There you go. Okay, now you might need some help because they only had this one big hit. They had another song, too, that wasn't big. They had two songs.
Yeah, everybody knows the song.
That song.
I know the song, and
right,
I also know the group, but you won't let me guess.
Oh, you know it?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
I do.
Okay.
All right, so I got two callers on the phone line, and they called prior to the trivia. Our first caller is a first-time caller right here from Kissimmee, Illinois.
Where are you at? You're losing your mind, too.
Kissimmee, hanging around us too long.
So right here in Kissimmee, Florida, and a great friend of the chapter with Sherry Brun. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, put your hands together for first-time caller, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing, Jim?
All right. What's up?
What's up with you?
Well,
what's doing?
First of all, we got to get your name and address because we have to send you a present, our bracelet. Blind and Beyond bracelet.
That's
for
right.
First time
that's
call.
A nice little bracelet.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to make the comments about the vote. And of course, first of all, I know in Osceola County, they've had problems where I know people that are blind that told me they couldn't vote because they didn't have the machines. Well, we have to speak up, and you don't wait till the day after the vote to say I couldn't vote and ask the, I tell the election officials, you could call them right away and say I'm at a polling place, they're refusing to vote. Or you could call the NFB and, but you have to make some noise because, this is the most important vote voting time of our life, especially this year coming up.
Well, you got that right.
Wait, now is the primaries, like in Florida, it's August 28th, it's primary. Right. So you got 2 months for November, November 6th.
That's right.
So basically you have to get your voting intact by November 6th. So you better open your mouth now in Florida and all over the country.
That's what Jim is saying.
And the reason why it's most important, because like they even said at the convention, that already the politicians are trying to whittle away at the ADA Act, and if you don't get out and vote, you know, they're even talking about cuts to Social Security or things. You know, and they may do it, but you have to get off your rump, go vote. Call the supervisor of election, say, is there a vote? Is there a machine in every voting location? I'm blind. And go check it out. You know, have somebody drive you to these places.
And Michael, on this subject, I want to tell you that Jim's from Philadelphia.
Oh, well, you're from Philadelphia, Jim?
Oh,
yep. Home of the world champion.
There you go. So then you know who sang that song.
Off the air. There you go.
Then you know who sang that song.
Do you know who sang that song, Jim?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to break, too, Michael.
Yeah. But I really believe that this is one of the most important voting years coming up ever, and we must get out and vote.
What part of Philadelphia are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Germantown, then I moved to Northeast Philly.
No kidding. I went to Germantown High School. Brought up in Northeast Philadelphia.
Give Chris your number, and Michael will call you off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lived in Mayfair. See, I retired from Bell Telephone there, and then, you know, I lived in Mayfair and off that way. So, yeah.
Hey, Jim, let Michael give you a call, and you guys can chat.
We got to go to break.
We'll talk.
Thanks for calling,
Stay
Jim.
Stay well. We're going to break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind to Beyond.
Thank you.
He said give Chris's address.
Yeah. Give your address so we can get
your address to Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll talk more with Trivia when we get back. Medical care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical care alert. The EMT are all-American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for Crystal Vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear. And adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
call 1-800-299-0700.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems,
the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser. Takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680.
All right, so
right now, because everybody's using the lines right now. The lines are full.
Better take the answer before we go to the top of the hour.
So right now, let's hear who think they know trivia, who sang that song.
Well, Don had called in the myth of the trivia, so I don't know if Don called in for the trivia or not. But then we do have another caller from Brookhaven, Georgia, for the trivia and has something to say.
Okay, Brookhaven, Georgia. We'll go back to Don.
Let's go over to Canton, Illinois, before Kissimmee, Illinois, and let's talk with Don. Don, how you doing?
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing great to all of you. It's good to talk to you all, and it's good to hear Sherry on the radio.
I tell you,
you guys just make all kinds of stars, you know.
She's a star. She doesn't need us.
How you feeling? More important. How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better. It's a slow and painful process, but hey, we're recovering. We're getting better all the time, and I'm hoping to be in Orlando soon.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Glad to hear from you.
All right.
And I know I have a lot of people who have been wanting to know how I am.
Yep.
So I always want to make sure that people know and that I'll never forget the show and I'll never forget any of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don.
Keep on listening. Thanks for calling in, Don.
Okey-dokey.
Thank you.
And sure.
All right. Okay. Take care, Don.
And that was Don from Illinois.
Bye, Will.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Now let's hear. This is a new caller calling in from Georgia.
We have 3 minutes to the top of the
hour. Okay. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello? What's his name?
Yeah, Chris is talking to him.
Our monitor is broken now.
Yeah,
folks.
It's a little difficult. I don't know until Chris tells me. Until Chris tells us, we don't know who's on the phone.
Okay, I got Paul from Brookhaven, Georgia. Paul, how you feeling?
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good. I understand you're a first-time caller?
No, Paul's not.
Oh, no?
No.
No.
He's one of our ham operators.
Oh, okay, a ham operator. That's right from before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks to Dave.
Are you calling for trivia?
Well, we'll get to that in a second, but I wanted to tell you, regarding the voting, what you need to be doing is telling people to call the Secretary of State's office.
That too, yes.
Okay.
Yes, start with the county, work your way up.
All right. Paul?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to the top of the hour in 2 minutes, so if you think you know the answer, you know, you could.
I do know the answer to the trivia.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
Danny and the Juniors.
100% right. Danny and the Juniors. Very good. That's right. Danny and the Juniors. They were from South Philadelphia High School, and they were very big in the 50s. Danny and the Juniors. The song was At the Hop.
But I'm glad you're enjoying the topic that we're threading through the show about the voting accessibility, because it sure is important.
And you just, by the way, won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Yeah, we'll send out to you the Dunkin' Donuts $10 gift card. And did you get a bracelet from us?
Yes, he did.
You did?
So we hope you stay tuned, Paul, because at the top of the hour, Hans-Jørgen Weiberg, who is the founder of Be My Eyes, will be calling in all the way from Denmark.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Nice talking to you, Paul.
Nice talking to you,
Hey, Paul, don't go anywhere. Hold on one moment, all right?
You got to get your address.